And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning at 8:10 right about now. And of course, with that being the third Thursday of the month, we have in studio, we have Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center. And Jeannie, good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning. I'm doing well.
It's good to see you today. And before we get started with your subject today, of course, the Natural Food Center just down the block. And how are things going over there so far during the holiday season?
Well, you know, we're still plugging along.
All right. So, and a good way, again, if people not say they're new to the area, not sure where to find you, where can they find you at?
I'm over at 414 West 8th Street. You can give me a call at 251-4451. You can look at my Facebook page, and then my website is www.naturalfoodcenterks.com.
All right. Well, again, you come in with a great new subject every week, and you also, you also tell people to contact you if maybe a subject they would like to hear about. So, what is today's subject?
Well, I just got some new immune wellness type supplements in. As a matter of fact, I haven't even got them all unpacked yet. So, I kind of wanted to touch base because I think these are going to be like super, super great because they are just packed full of immune boosting different herbs and things. So that's what I wanted to touch base on. We'll go over these really quickly because some of them have like a ton of stuff in them.
All right. Sounds good.
So the first one, first couple of them, it's a pure defense, like immune shield with mushrooms and elderberry. And, you know, a lot of people don't really understand the whole value of mushrooms and their whole healing properties. And we're not talking like the little button mushrooms that you're going to get on pizza and you're going to find in the grocery store, or even the portobellos. They have a little bit of healing property, but we're talking more like your turkey tail and your chaga, cordyceps, lion's mane, along those lines. So how do mushrooms help? Overall, medicinal mushrooms are supportive of immune health due to the process of various chemical compounds that have been shown to boost immune function, including the polysaccharides such as beta-glucan. The primary compound that has received the most attention is 1,3-beta-glucan. That component, along with other polysaccharides, stimulate immune function, activating your whole system. And then there's distinct but complementary benefits of both components of mushrooms. And they're just like a superfood, actually. And they're more of, it's not just like boosting your immune system to support the cold season. There's a slew of things that the medicinal mushrooms can do, even cancer support.
There we go.
Some other things that are included in that one are astragalus root, which I have talked about before, and that's been used since ancient times in traditional Chinese medicine. It appears to strengthen both our specific and non-specific immunity. Western herbalists conclude that astragalus is the ideal remedy for anyone who is immunocompromised, as it strengthens many functions of the immune system. And of course, black elderberry. That's what we hear a lot about, and I sell a lot of it. While there are many mechanisms by which elderberry is beneficial to immune function, perhaps the most notable is its reliable antiviral activity. Elderberry is also a potent source of anthocyanins, I know I butchered that, which are antioxidants that give dark berries much of their therapeutic ability. And of course, we've got echinacea, and I've talked about that a little bit more. Arguably, traditional medicine's most famous immune-supporting botanical, echinacea, produces immune-supporting effects characterized by lymphatic stimulation, increases in white blood cells, and the capacity to counter the pathogens, all of those kind of things. Counter to popular opinion, it is safe to consume on a daily basis. Then there's licorice root, which is one of the most widely used herbs worldwide. Licorice is traditionally used in herbal medicine as an expectorant. That means it helps relieve chest complaints. and is often employed in treating upper respiratory infections. And this is the herb, so you can't just go out and snack on the licorice candy and expect to get the same benefits. For one, that's going to be loaded with sugar, and that's usually just a flavoring. It's not the real root. And vitamin D3. We know that it enhances the antimicrobial effects while enhancing the abilities of innate immune cells, directly activates the transportation of antimicrobial peptides, and is involved in the process of activation and proliferation of B and T cells. And here's an interesting fact that you might not have thought about. Dark skin produces less vitamin D as compared to light skin when exposed to the same light. Think about that.
Nice.
One of the other ones, I've got a D3 and a K2 complex, an ImmunoShield, and it contains Eletheril, which is an adaptogen traditionally used to reduce the effect of stress and promote immune health. Its adaptogenic properties help promote a positive mood through its stress-modulating activity. And then back to vitamin D. Vitamin D deficiency is incredibly common, even in areas that receive high amounts of sunlight throughout the year. Newborns are at the greatest risk for vitamin D deficiency because vitamin D is needed for optimal brain, bone, and immune development. And here's a good point. When it comes to bone health, vitamin D3 stimulates absorption and regulates blood levels of calcium and phosphorus, whereas K2 directs the deposit of these minerals to the appropriate locations. That means it'll direct it to the bones instead of your arteries and clog those. And D3 without K2 is like opening the parking lot at Disneyland without having any parking staff on hand to direct people to their parking stalls.
I can imagine that. That would be a wild house.
So inevitably, you're going to end up having a chaotic parking lot with a high level of inefficiencies present, causing blockages and some likely fights among patrons. So, you know, be sure and take that D3 and K2 at the same time.
Yeah, everybody be trying to park close to the entrance. There'll be a fight over that. So,
yeah, when everything closes down, they gotta get out first.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, and then we've got an ImmunoShield that's an all-season wellness, and of course it has the echinacea. And echinacea's main property, of course, we've discussed: antiviral, antioxidant, diaphoretic, which promotes sweating. And by the way, you know, when you've got a fever, that's your body's natural way of getting those toxins out and fighting. So it's not necessarily a good thing to subdue that. So,
right. The fever is your body basically fighting back against what they consider foreign invaders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And sweating, you know, when you sweat, you're going to release those toxins out through your skin in the way of sweat.
Well, and like they say, I mean, they tell you don't wipe sweat off of you either if you're like working out or something like that, because that's what's cooling you off. But you still see people like grab a towel and wipe it all off their face or body or whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, it kind of burns when it gets in your eyes.
Yeah, true. When it gets your eyes, it's like, okay, now we have to get rid of the sweat.
And then another thing, of course, echinacea is a whole body tonic that can be taken daily. And you should use reasonable caution if you're individuals with an autoimmune condition on that one. And of course, zinc. Oh, I'm going through the zinc lickety split at the store right now. The mineral zinc is important for immune function, white blood cell formation, egg fertilization, cell division, and a host of other enzymatic reactions. It's an essential mineral for human health, second most abundant metal in the body after iron. It ensures the proper functioning of our senses, taste and smell. And basically, zinc deficiency is actually a worldwide problem. And then we have angiographis. It's primarily known as an anti-inflammatory agent, helps the immune system manage its weapons against pathogens and mitigate collateral damage to neighboring tissue. A broad range of pharmacological effects, such as antiviral, antibacterial, prevention of common cold, anti-diarrheal, supports glucose homeostasis, promotes a healthy inflammatory response. And then we've got some olive leaf extract in some of these, and that contains, basically, it's like an antiviral too. Beyond its cardioprotective effects, it's been shown to have powerful anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, anti-anogenic, and neuroprotective function. And it's basically potential for, you know, human disorders, including chronic immunological conditions. So that's some good things about that. And olive extract will actually shorten the duration, like if you get a cold, that'll shorten the duration of that. And of course, vitamin C. Vitamin C supports various functions in innate and adaptive immunity, supports our epithelial barrier in function. It's needed for adipose and clearance of spent white blood cells, needed for lymphocytes to replicate and increase white blood cell presence in the face of infection. And an interesting fact, we as humans, you know, vitamin C is an essential nutrient, but we can't produce it in our body. That's like different than most other mammals out there. Your body's need for vitamin C increases during an infection. Under healthy circumstances, most have a tolerance threshold of 2 to 4 grams per day. And during an infection, this can increase up to 10 to 15 grams per day. So we're talking mega doses of vitamin C, and your body needs that to help you get through everything. So anyway, you can come check those out. I've got those, and I don't want to let everybody forget that we definitely, you know, I may be a health food store, but I still have tons of stocking stuffers. I've got the pottery from 2 different artisans. I've got your hand-dipped chocolates. I can load some of those pottery items. Like, there's some bowls and some plates. And mm-hmm. So you're going to get a unique, one-of-a-kind piece of pottery.
Very nice.
Piece of pottery.
And like I said, local artisans. So that's, yes. Again, it's going to be very unique. Not something you're going to find just everywhere.
Yep. And I've got your essential oil diffusers, your essential oils. You know, I've got a ton of different nuts and these awesome vegan cookies that you wouldn't even know that they didn't have any eggs or anything right. Like that in them.
And so there you put one cookie against the other and you're just like, oh, it's like, well, I like this one. It's like, well, that's the vegan one. You're like, really? Nom, 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 nom. So you just keep chewing on that one. So again, lots of great things going on over there. And again, different ways to get a hold of you, of course, to go there. And also, what are your holiday hours looking like? Or as of right now, as the Christmas day is approaching?
Well, I think I'm probably going to close Christmas Eve at 1 o'clock, and then we'll be closed Christmas Day and the day after, and reopen on the Tuesday following, and probably close at 1 o'clock also on the 31st, maybe a little later than that. So okay. Definitely call, and I usually change my answering machine message so that, you know, if somebody calls and they can't get a hold of me, it'll tell them.
It's like, we're closed here until whatever. So, all right. But if anybody does want to come by the store, or if they want to maybe go online and try to find you, how can they do that?
Well, you can come see me at 414 West 8th Street. I'm just a little west of downtown in the corner of 8th and Spruce. And you can give me a call, 620-251-4451. You can check my Facebook page, and you can also check out my website at www.naturalfoodcenterks.com. So be sure and check all that out.
That's right. You can't miss it. It's right here on 8th Street. Big sign there. It says Natural Food Center. So thank you so much for coming in today, Jeannie. And well, obviously, we won't see you again until Christmas. So have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have Coffeeville's Reawakening's Denise York on with us this morning, talking about what's going on at Christmas on the Plaza this weekend. You're listening on to the Mighty 690 KGGF.